there. Good day to you, Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani and you. This is your program, and it's our last live broadcast until a four-day Thanksgiving weekend. But stay tuned during the show. We're going to have some special shows tomorrow and Friday that we really want to make sure that you don't miss. But today, Debbie, kind of a hybrid show. We want to talk to people about how they plan to keep calm and enjoy the holidays. And also, for anyone who was on the line yesterday and didn't get through on our show all about relationships, they are welcome. We're going to open the phones for them as well today, too. So,
yeah, we had a very active show yesterday on relationships, but it kind of ties in nicely to this show, which is keeping calm and enjoying the holidays, because, you know, there's people we're going to interact with, whether it's virtually or in person during the holidays. So this could pertain. Please, if you were on the line yesterday, like Alicia, Melinda, Kevin, the others, Frank, please call, Cheryl, call back and tell Charles that you were waiting yesterday. He'll put you at the front of the line. He'll happily do that, okay? But today is also about keeping calm and enjoying the holidays, reducing stress, making it very enjoyable, keeping things at a manageable level, so that you can really get through this. It's a strange year, let's face it, with COVID. It's really odd. Some places are on almost full lockdown. Other places, it seems like it's you know, totally back to normal. So let's talk about that as well. But don't hesitate. Don't wait very long. Don't get started with your Thanksgiving plans yet. We need your help. And we've got a lot of housekeeping. So stay with us this entire hour. We've got a lot of things we want to highlight to make sure that you are aware of for the next couple days before we start Advent. So please remember that Advent is this weekend as well. And that's when we'll be back. Our next live show is the day after Advent starts, which is super exciting. And we're going to be talking about so many things. 833-288-3986. Please call in now. Charles is waiting. He just sent a note over, says, I'm waiting for calls right now. 833-288-3986.
And so again, if you were on the phone line yesterday, we just ran out of time at the end of the show, but we would love to get you in the head of the line today if you were calling about relationships yesterday. And also today, our topic is, you know, how to keep calm, not just keep calm, but enjoy the holidays. Really derive as much as you can from celebrating Thanksgiving, being grateful, moving into Christmas in about a month from now. And so the number again is 833-288-3986. And Debbie, it is with somewhat heavy hearts that we do this broadcast today. A couple of EWTN key people over the years. One has passed away, and that is Nick Tom. Nick was the was the producer for Al Cresta's show, mm-hmm. Cresta in the Afternoon, for many, many years in the early days of Cresta's show. And he had a brain tumor, and he battled it for several years. He's got a young mm-hmm. family, a wife and kids. Mm-hmm. And I was talking with Jack Williams, general manager of EWTN this morning, who asked us to mention this, and he said, a finer Catholic man he doesn't think he's ever met. And I would say the same thing about Nick Tom. So please, dear Take Two family, keep Nick Tom and his family in your prayers. And Debbie,
absolutely.
I know there's somebody else that we're praying for.
Yeah, we were praying for the whole family, and that's so sad, his passing, so sad. Beautiful man. Barbara McWiggin, our dear friend, Barbara McWiggin, The Good Fight, apparently is in the hospital with COVID, a situation with COVID, and we just need to storm heaven for Barbara. She is a dear friend of ours. We love her to pieces. Everybody does. And she is, we just want her to really get past this. I believe it's complications from COVID, so pneumonia is setting in. So please, folks, storm heaven, okay? You talk about a woman that loves the faith, and she is fighting that good fight, and she is trying to get the word out there of the gospel message. We need Barbara a lot longer on this earth. So storm heaven, please. She's a beautiful soul.
And we just really thank all of you for taking these prayers, you know, into your hearts. We do a couple prayer shows a month on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, where we give you the opportunity to share with us your prayer intentions. But see, we're just like you. We have deep prayer intentions as well. So please be praying for us every day, the entire show team. And also, you know, just when we put prayer intentions out there like this, please storm heaven along with us for Nick's right. soul and the consolation of his family, and for a speedy full recovery for Barbara McGuigan.
Absolutely. Love her. We were on her show just recently, and we had such a delightful time. We were actually talking about our book, Trustful Surrender. That's another thing we wanted to highlight, please. It's time, you know, everybody's thinking of Christmas gifts. If you can go to EWTNRC.com, there are plenty of gifts there, and Trustful Surrender is there as well. If you would be willing to write a nice, review on Amazon, send us an email, take2@EWTN.com. We want to properly thank you for writing in a review on Amazon for Trustful Surrender. We're already getting text messages coming in. Gigi and the book club, they're all coming and saying they love Barbara McWiggin. So yes, they'll be praying. So you got the Take Two family, Barbara, if you're listening in the hospital room, we're praying.
Well, we've had one of our callers from yesterday rejoin us. Kevin in Salt Lake City will be up first. Yesterday's show was all about relationships. Folks, it could be marriage. It could be just getting along with your spouse. It could be getting along with your kids. It could be sibling to sibling. Relationships outside the immediate family, maybe with just friends of yours. If you have good things, bad things you'd like to talk about on those, I think we covered a lot of good ground yesterday, Debbie, and I think got to a place with some people where they're really more hopeful than they were when they called in. So. Mm-hmm. That is what we did yesterday. We've continued that over into today because of how many people did not get on the air but did call in, and also our Keep Calm and Enjoy the Holidays. So definitely a combo show today.
833-288-3986. Please call in and share anything you want about relationships or the holidays or your plans or what's happening in your area where you live. We want to hear about that and what's going on with COVID. And I know there's been a lot of spikes and people are getting nervous, but in some areas, you guys are just free to do whatever you need to do to congregate and everything. And that's great. We want to hear about that as well. 833-288-3986. Please visit standtalltoday.com, standtalltoday.com. Get your free consultations if you want any life coaching, but also we're going to share some coming up in the show, some interesting developments with the Stand Tall Coffees, Jerry. I guess they're making some really great Christmas gifts, which I'm super excited about.
We will be mentioning that, yes, and I think a gift certificate or gifting someone a package of life coaching sessions would be a great way to honor the people that you love. What is life coaching? It's not counseling. It's not spiritual direction. It's a thought partner. It's someone to walk beside you, really to draw out of you the best you that you can be and just have another set of eyeballs on you to see that you're going in the right direction. So it's really cool. StandTallToday.com is where you get your free consultation. Do that today, won't you?
Enjoy the holidays. That's what we're talking about today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We want you to join us. Remember, we say this every time we do this show, you do not have to be Catholic to call in. So don't be thinking that you're just listening to EWTN and it's a Catholic network. No, you're part of the Take Two family. If you're listening, you're part of the Take Two family. So call in. We're very friendly. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call to get on the show live right now. Oh, look, all three folks from yesterday called back. I love you guys, Kevin and Frank and Alicia. You guys are awesome. Real quickly, Jerry, Wings. Wings is the EWTN's weekly e-newsletter. It is so cool. So you can find out about EWTN radio and TV shows, items from the religious catalog, we talked about that, and lots more. So all you got to do is sign up for Wings at EWTN.com and look for the subscribe button. That's all you got to do, and you'll get Wings, and you'll get all the updates on what's going on TV, radio, EWTNRC, and so much more.
Let's go to your calls at 833-288-3986. Kevin was on yesterday, didn't get him on the air, but we're glad you called today, Kevin, from Salt Lake City. Welcome, watching on YouTube. Hi there.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Terry and Debbie. It's Kevin, K-E-V-Y-N-N-E.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm well, how are you doing?
Good. It's so good to hear from you again.
Yeah, it's so good to hear you guys again. The relationship topic yesterday, it sat in my heart hearing some of the stories and how hurt these people were. But, you know, hope is so alive and it's tangible. And, you know, I've been through a very hard relationship, 17 years with my spouse. And the Lord really had to take me through deliverance, because, you know, pain does happen. We do hurt each other, as just human beings, you know, we're not perfect. But we go to the Lord for our deliverance and healing our heart, and then pray for our spouse that they may draw closer to the Lord and trust that the Lord will do that. And the Lord is about restoration and redemption and resurrection. So that is in a marriage as well. And that's how I feel about that.
Oh, good. But thank you for calling again, Kevin. Debbie and I sometimes look at each other and we're going, are you going to talk? You're going to go? Am I going to go? Well, praise God that you thanks for calling back in, and that you have found just an amazing way to help keep a marriage together, and that is in prayer, but not just prayer. You're talking about deliverance. What is that? I mean, the church does deliverance ministry. There's many different ways to understand that, but the key is we all enter into every relationship, especially marriages, with wounds and traumas and baggage and habits and things like this. And like you said, 17 years you've been married, it's been difficult at times, but you have sought the healing through that deliverance of those things. How has that maybe solidified your marriage or made you more deeply in love with each other, Kevin?
You know, it gets rid of the yuck, you know, the Lord says, you know, that we can't even trust our own hearts. So I have to go to the Lord and be like, can you take this? Can you make it so it doesn't become hard? Because I know you gave me this spouse, and I know that you've seen us from beginning to end, and I'm not in here to divorce. I'm in here to make a ministry of our marriage. And, you know, of course it hurts because you're like, Lord, I'm hurt. And sometimes that means you have to be vulnerable, and vulnerability hurts people. But when you're taking it to the Lord, it's in great hands. So, you know, and it was just a process. And it helped me to just see my husband in God's eyes, not my pain, but through God's eyes. And I love him. I you know, I love the Lord and I love my spouse, you know, and I promise it works. God is so real and so true.
Oh, absolutely. Well, when you make God the center of your relationship, okay, when you bring everything to the cross, when you bring everything to the Lord through prayer, those graces can be utilized in the day-to-day interactions. And the beauty of that is, you know, Kevin, as I was hearing you speak, it reminded me of my first boss in the radio ministry, and he gave a big presentation to all of the staff, and he said, listen, don't hold me up on a pedestal. I will disappoint you, so just expect it. And it was really interesting, and we loved him to pieces. And yes, he did disappoint us. He did at times, but we still loved him. And it was interesting how we had that mindset of, you know, we're all God's children. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to hurt one another, whether it's intentionally or unintentionally. It happens. Okay, it's the way things tend to evolve when people get close. There's the good, the bad, and the ugly. And you know, the interesting thing about it is, you know, I find that sometimes when we interact with our spouse, especially, right, it is so close to us. Sometimes we can't step out of that fishbowl and look at it. It's overwhelming to us at the time. And so what do? Right. We react. And in that reaction comes, you know, fights and turmoil and resentment and the silent treatment, this and that. And it is just incredible how we can get like that if we just take time in prayer and step back and, you know, reevaluate the situation, realize why we love that person. We can get through those painful times without as much of the trauma. What do you think about that, Kevin? I'm really big on responding now instead of reacting is where I'm going with this.
Absolutely. And I agree with you. You know, I just came to the realization of all of this within the last maybe 2 years. So, you know, that was like 15 years of struggle and, you know, you hurt me, you know? Mm-hmm. And the thing is that really Christ went through the most hurt for us in love, showing that he loved us. He went through a whole thing all the way to death and then to resurrection, which then mm-hmm. shows me my marriage went through to death. But by the grace of God, we are in our resurrection, and I will make sure that I give God the glory the rest of my life in regards to this. So, you know, I agree with you. It's about going to the Lord for that strategy, for the words to say, maybe even to help you see what maybe your spouse was going through at that time, so you can pray for them mm-hmm. and then speak to them out of love.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yeah. No, and I'm glad you brought up Jesus and his passion and death on the cross, because in my prayer recently, I've been sensing, you know, it's a thing that I know intellectually, we all do. We're supposed to carry our cross, i.e. embrace suffering and all of that. But Jesus did what he did, not so that we wouldn't have to, but so that we would know how to, and so that there would be merit and it would be efficacious when we do embrace suffering. So, Kevin in Salt Lake City, thank you so much. Great call. We got a lot of other people here that are going to weigh in on this. So please keep listening. I think you'll be built up by what other people have to say here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Thank you. Oh, I just love when she calls. She's got a call like every month. She's got such a beautiful spirit. Okay, we have an open phone line. There you go, an alert. Open phone line, 833-288-3986. Who's going to jump on that line and talk about relationships, about the holidays, keeping calm, keeping the stress down, what's going on with COVID in your area? We want to hear recipes, anything. We like to get right into your home and find out everything that's going on. 833-288-3986.
Okay, Frank was on the line yesterday, didn't get on the air, so we're happy to welcome you back, Frank, from Parkersburg, West Virginia, 105.3 FM. Hey, Frank, we keep our promises. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. Hope you're having a good day.
So far.
But my question, well, I was just listening to the lady there, and one thing I'd like to say is, you know, I've been studying, you know, relationships and all that and life. And what I call the mortar for a good on a good foundation of a relationship is the hug. In other words, and forgiving. In other words, be tolerant of your spouse. You know, they could have a bad day or something like that. But anyway, the reason I called in there, I had a question there that maybe you can tell me and help me to understand.
Sure.
But the question is, how can you have a relationship with someone you have never physically interacted with mm-hmm. Using just your five senses?
I think very easily, Frank, because we only know a person as much as they know God. So through your interaction, through talking, I'm sure if you're, you know, meeting by Skype and stuff like that, you know, when we start to get to real intimacy is into me, you see, and that is a real deep understanding of the person's interior, their heart, their soul, their whole internal makeup. And that comes with dialogue, that comes with an understanding, a real healthy listening and responding back and forth. And that's where the true, real deep connection and bond happens. Because like this wonderful teacher I had long ago, he said, you only know a person as much as they know God. And so when you get to really know that person deeply on how much they know God and their relationship with God, that forms that real incredible intimacy that really can only be accomplished that way. Now, the physical intimacy and that, I mean, there are a lot of people that need that, you know, actual touch and connection. Absolutely. And there's healing factors in embracing and touching. We're meant for community, right? So that's understandable. But don't think that just because you have you know, a relationship that is, that doesn't have that right now, that that physical connection, it's very powerful. Go deep in a faith with your faith lens on, and you'll see it's pretty marvelous. I mean, pretty magnificent, actually. It's incredible what you will find out about another person and how it will connect you to them. What do you think?
Pardon me?
I said, what do you think, Frank?
Well, like I say, I've had a hard time understanding that. I mean, I lost my father in the war, mm-hmm. and never knew him.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, Frank, I share that experience with you. It wasn't my father passing away in a war, but he did have a war with my mother, you might say, an emotional, you know, not physically, but just they battled it out until they couldn't stay together anymore. So at the age of 7, I lost my father because we never really saw much of him after that either. And I know what it's meant in my own life and the struggles that I have had and the hurdles I've had to jump over and the healing that I have had to seek out, much of which God has granted me, thanks be to his holy name. But, you know, you're talking about, remember that we are composite beings. You know, we are body and soul. Body and soul. So you talked about the mortar being the hug. Okay, that's the physical part of it. But there's also, you know, the soul or the spiritual part of us could be the bricks that we lay, you know, and we can have a relationship with Jesus, for example, other than those who are granted the great gift of an apparition of our Lord Jesus Christ. All of us won't see him physically until we get to heaven. So I hope this helps you to see that there is relationship possible on a plane that is not just physical, but also emotional, psychological, and spiritual.
Okay. Well, I appreciate what you've told me there.
Okay.
Things are just hard for me to understand. I try to understand things through association. And like yeah. I say, you know, I never knew my father. And just with Jesus, you know, the Bible, you can read it, but it's so hard for me to understand the Bible. I mean, I actually get, it's helpful for me to talk to other people who know it real well. In other words, I associate, and that's basically the way I'm trying to understand these things.
Well, Frank, God creates us all very differently. For example, I'm a very kind of a linear thinker. If I have a project to do that needs to be done, I like to think it all the way through. And once I start it, I need to kind of go all the way through and finish it. Other people can start something here, set it aside, start something new. They might have 10 things going on at once. I can't do that very well anyway. I'm forced to do it sometimes. But there are most of the time, I just prefer sort of a straight ahead, plow your way through it, linear type of approach to things. So given that, my advice to you would be pray to God and say, God, you know everything about me. You made me exactly the way I am. You know, as Psalm 139 says, that's something about God knew us, you know, when we were in the womb, before we were born. God knows who you are, what your makeup is, Frank. I just encourage you, go into prayer and say, Lord, help me to understand these things according to the gifts and talents and mental acuity that you have given me. And he will do that. He will do that, Frank. I can promise you that, because that's a prayer I can't possibly see that he would not answer in your favor. So, Frank, we'll let you go on that because you hear the music. We've got more calls coming up, Debbie, in just a minute.
We do. God bless you, Frank. Have a beautiful Thanksgiving. Call us anytime, please. And this is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We're talking about the holidays and relationships, and we want to hear from you. So call us. This is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Georgiani with Jerry Usher and you. This is where we look at everything. We look at ourselves, the world around us, relationships, and that's what we're doing today. We're talking about relationships, and we're also talking about the holidays. We're going to be interacting with our family and friends, whether it's virtually or in person, and let's talk about it. How do we keep the stress levels down, and how do we make it really enjoyable and really a memorable occasion? Also to Frank in Parkersburg, West Virginia, please keep listening. Jerry and I have a few more thoughts about what you were sharing, because actually you brought up a lot of things that our listeners tend to do on a regular basis, talking about this real need for intimacy, this connection. And, you know, let's face it, we're in this year with COVID, and what has it done? It has separated us, so that we have to get very creative. So keep listening, Frank. We may have some more thoughts about what you were sharing, and we just love that you called in and wanted to speak with us about this topic. Please call in. You still have time. We're only halfway finished with the show, and we want to make the most of it. We always do every single time we do this show. So call in right now, 833-288-3986, just like Alicia did in San Antonio, Texas. YouTube, we're waving to you, Alicia. Hi, welcome.
Hi. I was just calling because I don't know if you remember the story I told you about my brother-in-law that has the pain in his eyes and all that stuff, and he had suffered a stroke, and then his niece was healed. He kept offering up his rosaries, his prayer, and his pain for his niece that was healed of a heart condition.
We do, yes. Hello? Very much so. Okay. Yes. Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, the mother of that daughter is a nurse, and she's sick with COVID.
Oh, no.
So I need prayers for her, because she went to ER yesterday, and they sent her back home because they said, you know, unless you have, like, actual difficulty breathing, then you need to go back home. So I need prayers for her. Her name is Amy, okay, and that's my brother-in-law's niece. She's a grown woman. And she's the mother of the daughter that was healed of the heart condition. Mm-hmm. I also need prayers for Marty, because Marty, when he had his stroke, and then later he had his, about a year, 6 months later, he had a heart attack. He really has what they call photophobia. He has extreme pain in his eyes, so any amount of light really can cause such bad pain in his eyes. So I'm praying for a cure for that as well. So if you could do that, that would be terrific. I would really appreciate that. So
you got it. Well, we've got Amy down in the book again, because this is what we're praying for today, starting forward. So we've got Amy in the book, Marty for this photophobia. And then also, yes, Alicia, we put you in the book as well. Okay. So whatever private intentions.
Yes, I will take any of it and all of it. And I wanted to say something to Frank. Years ago, and this was just me as a kid growing up, and I'm going to talk a little personal, and this just came to me while Frank was talking. He sounds like he has a relationship with Christ, which we obviously all need, and we're always working with that and trying to work with this. Years ago, when I was a young girl, and I was becoming a young lady, so I'm going to use clouded terms here, or cloaked terms, so in case there's little ones listening. And you know, when we go through a change and become a young lady, if you know what I'm referring to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. When you're about 12 or 13 years old.
Right.
I was bedridden for 2 days every month. And the only thing that helped me get through that, and we didn't have medicine like we have now, and I was literally sick in bed with it. The only thing that got me through it was my imagination and the Lord holding me. So if Frank can get to some place where he has a good memory of somebody giving him a hug, let him understand that that is Christ hugging him.
Exactly.
Hello?
No, we were taking this all in. Alicia, we couldn't agree more. In fact, Jerry and I were talking about this on the break. you know, when we're in need of that comfort, and when we need to feel those strong arms around us saying it's going to be okay, you're right. We have to use our prayers, our imagination. We have to visualize it. You know that Jesus is hugging me and holding on to me so tightly. Absolutely. And it does have profound effects, like it did with you as a young teenager going through your monthly cycle, okay, and that brought you comfort, right?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think of any time where we have that warmth, whether it's that instance where we're remembering, you know, Christ in that situation, or if Frank has a good memory of anyone giving him a hug.
That's right.
At any point in his life, if he can just go into that and realize that hug was from Christ.
Right. Absolutely.
Yes. I can relate to that so very, very well, Alicia, because I mentioned during Frank's call, I kind of lost my father. He didn't die for many years after that, but when my parents split up, we didn't really see our dad that much. I can't say what the ramifications of that were for my three brothers and my sister, but I know for me it was very damaging and traumatic in many ways. And several years ago, I had a spiritual director, and he would, at the end of every session with me, he was a priest. He would just hug me. He would just hold me, and I would just weep. I would just bawl. You know, and that's what I needed. I needed a man,
right.
You know, Christ-like man, a godly man, a pure man, to take me in his arms and say, "You are all right. You're going to be all right. You are worthy." And so I'm glad you brought this up, and I hope that God brings someone into Frank's life who will be able to do that for him. I'm glad you mentioned that, Alicia.
Yeah, very much, Alicia. We were hoping, you know, we were gonna address some more thoughts about this, but you did it so beautifully. So it's totally the Holy Spirit. And the other thing I wanted to say too, Frank, if you're listening, I may have misunderstood you, so please forgive me. I thought you were developing like a current relationship that you were maybe interacting via Skype and something like that, because that's what everybody's doing right now. But if this is a relationship that this person has passed or this person has gone on, you know, then maybe my words didn't have an impact. You know, for people that are pursuing current relationships, the two people are alive here on earth, okay, to get to know one another as much as they know God is forms a very intimate bond. But when somebody moves on from this earth, okay, to get very, very close to God in all ways, that also produces a very strong effects of healing. And so it's important to do that even when the person has passed, because, you know, sometimes I think when a person leaves this earth, tell me if you agree, Alicia and Jerry, real quickly, when somebody leaves this earth, we think, okay, that's finished. There's no way to, you know, fix that relationship. There's no way to heal that relationship. You know, with God, all things are possible. God will provide insights through prayer. God will provide, revelations that will come to mind about this person that has passed. The healing can happen after a person has left this earth. I don't want people to think just because somebody has left this earth, that has stopped. What do you think, Alicia?
I agree 100%. I still can feel my dad's hug. I can still feel my mom's hug. I can still feel all of that. So when I just let myself go and pray, I can feel it.
Yep.
It's a great grace, a great gift that you've been given. And we rejoice in that with you, Alicia. Thank you so much. In San Antonio. Any other final thoughts before we go? We got Tom up next and some others, but any last couple of words from you, Alicia, if anything?
No, I just want to say two things. When I think of Barbara McWiggin, the word joy comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick Tom, stalwart. I've been following everybody since Catholic Radio has come on. I've lived all over the country. So I just want you all to know what joy you bring to this world and this earth, and how much we need people like you. So this is my Thanksgiving blessing right back to you guys, okay?
Thanks,
Thank
Alicia.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you
Thank
very much.
Thank you, Alicia. We love you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate you being such a great part of the program today. And Alicia, by the way, referencing Barbara McGuigan, who is the host of The Good Fight on Saturdays on EWTN Radio and is hospitalized with COVID and pneumonia right now. She's not on a ventilator, thank God, but we need to really storm heaven. She storms heaven for all of us all the time. Let's return that favor to her. Mm-hmm. And Nick Tom is the still fairly young man who passed away yesterday, I believe, or today, I'm not sure. It's been in the last 24 hours. And he was, I think, the original producer of Cresta in the Afternoon and had his beautiful wife, Jen, and their kids. So please pray for Nick's soul and pray for consolation and peace and healing for the entire family. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Wow. Thank you, Alicia. Thank you so very much. Tom is in Houston, Texas. Thank you, Tom, for waiting, and welcome.
Thank you. I just wanted to make a comment about, you know, stress and COVID. My brother had COVID. My sister-in-law got it. My nephew got it. Praise God they didn't have to be hospitalized. But 2 weeks ago, my brother had an accident on the freeway here in Houston, a horrible accident. He wasn't cut up. But what had happened is he blacked out or had a seizure driving. And the only thing that stopped the car was he hit the forklift. And he has an abscess in the brain with irritation. And I know in my heart it's from COVID. I know it's from COVID. I just want to stress to people, through this stressful time, people have got to take this disease, you know, seriously. I was a germaphobe even before COVID. I wear 3 masks. I am so afraid of getting this. I'm fat, I have high blood pressure, and I have asthma. So I'd be pushing daisies as if I got this stuff. But I just want, and Barbara, she's a spiritual warrior. I love that lady. I've been listening to EWTN for years, and she's a precious angel. You know, I saw a nurse interviewed, a Filipino nurse, on television working, and her voice broke speaking about this. She says, in my whole career, I've seen nothing like it. She said, there's so many people in this hospital, we can't take, you know, time with all of them like we're supposed to. And there's people crying like babies because they're dying alone, Debbie. They're dying. Their families can't get around them. And the last thing they see, it looks like something from Star Wars leaning over their face. Mm. So people have got to take this disease serious.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely, Tom. But Tom, I just wanted to say one thing because you tapped into this fear that you have of catching it. And you said that, you know, you're wearing the 3 masks and you're not, you know, possibly in the best of health or shape to fight this. You know, there's things, I'm sure you're doing it. There's things you can do right now to start to build that up. And I hope you are exploring those things to build up your body. If God forbid you do encounter it. But the other thing too is, this is an awesome time for you, Tom, to be in an incredible place of grace, in a state of grace and a place of you know, spiritual growth. It's a important time for all of us. Like even hearing your story, it's reminding me that at any time God could call me home. I mean, I could finish this show and 2 seconds later something could happen and there I go. I mean, it's really important that we stay in that place so that we are receiving the grace to be ready at any time. And maybe, just maybe, that is another byproduct of this horrible pandemic, right? It has caused all of us to kind of wake up and realize that, you know, time can be very short. We don't know when we're going to get called home and we need to be ready. So I just hope you muster up the strength to get through this without, you know, an overwhelming sense of fear. But I also hope that you do take that opportunity. I'm doing it as well. So I'm not saying anything that I'm not doing myself, but I just want to encourage everyone to kind of feel that way because I think there's a freedom in that. What do you think, Tom?
Debbie, I tell you, with all the time that everybody, you know, body has right now with this pandemic, the best thing, that I call it my Catholic Uzi. I say my rosary every day, every day. The Holy Mother has never let me down. And you're right. All I pray, most of the things I pray for, I say, Lord, if you choose to take me home, please give me the strength to accept that choice like the saints did. I'm not saying that I'm definitely not a saint, but I want to be able to thy will be done. But I say my rosary every day, and that's the best weapon we have in this world.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, you found that beautiful weapon that you talk about. It's a beautiful gift, the beads of the rosary. And I think we all, for those who aren't maybe used to praying a rosary, please try and mm-hmm. do that, Tom. You're very smart to do that for many, many reasons that we could go into right now. The rosary has won battles for Christians. It has saved souls. And anybody who's devoted to our Blessed Mother, and I believe as well St. Joseph, St. Joseph is the patron of a happy death. We all should be really developing a good relationship with Joseph. I always, when I pray to him for a happy death, I say, Joseph, please come for me and bring your bride Mary too. And, you know, it'd be a whole lot more, you know, happy and holy death, I think so.
Yep. And the other thing too is let's remember that holy water has just incredible effects on us spiritually, emotionally, physically, so many things that the precious sacramental of holy water. And when my husband leaves the house, you know, he has to go out there. He's in real estate, and I ask him to bless himself every single time he goes out of the house with holy water. I ask him to keep holy water in the car. I ask him to do it routinely throughout the day, and he goes, do you think this is a bit much blessing myself? No, because it's just such an incredible reminder, and it gives us strength, and it is powerful because it is a sacramental. It is blessed. And so I would encourage folks to do that as well. I don't think we do enough blessing of ourselves with holy water. Tom, thank you so much. You are just a precious soul. And the Take Two family said they have added you into their prayers for protection, Tom. So you've got the Take Two family. They got your back in prayer.
Thank you. You know who saved my life, Debbie?
Who?
Mother Angelica.
Wow.
I loved her. About 25 years ago, I was living the gay life, and when I got, you know, involved with Mother Angelica, she made me realize how important heaven and eternity was, and I was able to walk away from that life through grace.
Well, Tom, I can tell you that you are way, way far from being alone in giving credit to Mother Angelica, because so many people do. And what a beautiful testimony, Tom. See, the Lord loves every single one of us, no matter who we are, what we do. He wants us to be close to Him. He wants us to be on the right path, the path of holiness and virtue. And through Mother Angelica and, God willing, others on EWTN, and I'm sure friends and family of yours, you have found your way to that narrow path, and you're walking that, Tom. So we are praying with you and for you. We ask that you keep us in your prayers, Tom, and we'll let you go on that there in Houston, because we are circling up toward the end of the hour, and we want to get to Barbara in New Jersey in just a moment. But I want to mention first the Sunrise Morning Show tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Eastern. And tomorrow, Rita Heikenfeld from AboutEating.com will discuss foul in Bible foods. That's FOWL, and I'm not a personal foul like in football. Foul in Bible foods, and will share a gravy recipe. And the Catholic counselor, Kevin Pendergast, will offer some thoughts on coping with grief during the holidays. And Father Hezekiah Carnazzo will unpack the Thanksgiving readings at Mass. So that's the Sunrise Morning Show tomorrow at 6 a.m. Eastern on most of these EWTN stations.
And we're getting a lot of our Take Two family that is saying, please, 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 can you share what you were going to share about the coffees? Jerry, we got to share that real quickly. Please don't let us forget, because they wanted to know what we were talking about.
Yeah, Barbara, hold on just a second. At standtalltoday.com, that is Debbie's and my ministry, along with Debbie's husband, Marty, and many others. We have a growing list of life coaches. If you'd like a free consultation, see if life coaching would be a fit for you, go to standtalltoday.com. You can go through the entire team of coaches with free consultations if you want to find one that fits. But also, if you go to the shop tab at the top, among other things, we have three delicious blends of gourmet coffee: Angelic Aroma, Saintly Savor, and Disciple Decaf. You can get them in ground or whole bean. And Debbie, I know you and so many others have given these as gifts for Christmas to the love of stocking stuffers, things like that. Or if you're just a coffee lover, you can support our ministry by drinking some of the best coffee in the world because it's grown on a fourth-generation family farm in Brazil. And it is packed. It is roasted and packed the day you order it. So it's going to be
the day you order it.
The day you order it's going to be some of the freshest coffee you've ever had. So go to standtalltoday.com. Click on the shop tab.
And you don't have to do what I did, but I just got the case a couple days ago, and we opened up the box, and I ordered all angelic aroma. You guys know why, angelic aroma, okay? I had to do the angels, and it just filled the whole house with a beautiful coffee smell because that's how fresh it is. It is amazing. Please check it out. Please buy it for gifts if you can, and it will support our ministry as well. StandTallToday.com. Okay, we're going to Barbara, and Barbara's in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Sirius XM 130 is the way you're listening, and a first-time caller. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing well. I actually just kind of got in my car, and my mom is a huge EWTN Lake fan and watches all your shows actually on television. I listen here and there, but I caught the tail end of your last call, and you guys were talking about the rosary and praying the rosary and praying to Saint Joseph. And I have a sincere question, and I don't want you to think it's at all a disrespectful question, because my faith is everything. I have four kids. I'm a lifelong Catholic, happily married to another Catholic. We go to Mass every weekend. My parents brought us and their five kids every weekend. I'm Catholic educated, K-8, all girls Catholic high school, 9-12. And I went to Holy Cross College, where Fauci went, who I'm not in agreement with very much. But in any event, I have a sincere question. I've been going to Bible study for about the last 25 years, and it was very life-changing for me. And I know the Holy Spirit lifts the veil when those words really become alive. I was always a believer, but being daily in the Word and doing, you know, studies for the last 25 years has so deepened my faith. My question is this. I'm friends with a lot of Protestants because of Bible study, and I have, of course, my Catholic faith, and I'll always be Catholic. I say I'm Irish and German, and I'm Catholic. But I don't understand when, like, I hear you guys talk, and I hear many Catholics talk, about praying to, like, St. Joseph or the rosary, which I prayed the rosary my whole life, because Jesus says, ask, seek, knock, you know, pray in my name. And I'm like, I don't understand why we pray to a saint, or why we don't go to the guy, the creator of the universe, who's everything. And then I get like, I'm like, well, I know every believer's in a different spot. And if, as long as it honors the Lord honors everything. So that's the way I've always kind of put it in my own head. But I don't understand when it's like encouraged to pray to a saint instead of praying to Jesus.
Okay. Barbara, thank you so much for the call. We've got about 90 seconds to try to take a swing at this. And there are volumes that have been written about this. I want to recommend, before I start, a book by Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. Tim Staples there at Catholic.com. And his book is called Behold Your Mother. Tim was a non-Catholic, an anti-Catholic, and Mary was one of the hardest obstacles he had to coming into the Catholic faith. So Behold Your Mother by Tim Staples. But this really stems from the understanding of the church as the family of God, all right? And there's a saying, Debbie, by one of the ancient church fathers, something like, he cannot have God for his father who does not have the church for his mother. And so we have this family imagery, and we look in the Bible, there are all kinds of Bible passages that we don't have time to get into now that talk about intercession, intercessor. St. Paul talks about let us make intercession, you know, for kings and those in authority and so forth. And we're told in several other places we bring to people the consolation that we receive from God. So we are part of God's family. In your family, you've got kids. They all participate in doing the housework, cleaning their plates, loving each other, going to Mass together. Debbie, I'm probably just rambling here, but it's such a beautiful reality that we have as Catholic Christians. Jesus is not offended when we pray to the saints. He is blessed because the saints are alive in Christ. That is how they pray for us, is in Christ.
It is so hard, Barbara, to cover this in the last 2 minutes of the show. I would encourage you to go into the Catechism of the Catholic Church under different paragraphs under prayer, and you'll see that it actually says we do pray to Mary. We do. Okay. And what does it mean by that? Exactly what Jerry was talking about. I kind of look at it like this, Barbara. It's a group effort. Okay. It's we are all together in this. And so, yes, of course, it is going to the Father. It is going through Jesus. Of course. Absolutely. But it's a group effort, and you got in it. This I'm never going to be able to cover it in 1 minute, but I just want to reassure you that it's a beautiful thing. It is not something that Protestants should be afraid of. It is a much bigger, wider prayer effort, if you will. So we're going to have to leave it at that because you hear the music. But Barbara, you can email us. I'll happily give you some resources. Take2@EWTN.com. Jerry?
Well, we got to tell you what we have for you tomorrow. It is a conversation, exclusive conversation with Antonia Salzano. She is the mother of Blessed Carlo Acutis. He was beatified just about a month ago. The lover of the Eucharist, Blessed Carlo Acutis, his mother will be on with us tomorrow. And on Friday, Raymond Arroyo talks about the spider that saved Christmas. Looking forward to all of that, Debbie. Great job today for Debbie Giorgiani, Jerry Usher, and the show team. Have a beautiful and blessed Thanksgiving weekend.